Anglo-Saxon Literature, page 20. Oral Literature. The language used in the earliest forms of English literature is now called Old English. This was a mixture of the languages spoken by the three Germanic tribes that invaded in the 5th century, the Jutes, the Angles, and the Saxons. This language was very different from modern English. Like much of the world's earliest literature, the literature of the Anglo-Saxons was first communicated orally. This meant that in its passage from generation to generation, a poem or tale could change considerably, undergoing a number of variations, additions, omissions, and embellishments, before finally being put down in written form. What has come down to us are copies written in monasteries by the scholar monks. Poetry, in its earliest manifestations, was simply a way of preserving the history and culture of the tribe for the benefit of future generations. As effective keepers of the tribe's identity, poets were highly valued members of the community, but could never be considered as authors in the modern sense of the word. They were simply the means by which a people's traditional culture was transmitted. Early Anglo-Saxon poetry. Old English poetry is characterized by a number of poetic devices that enable a writer to describe things indirectly and which require imagination to be deciphered. The most widespread of these figurative descriptions are called kennings. A kenning is usually a compound of two words used to describe a person or object. The word to ken, meaning to know, is still used in many Scottish and Northern English dialects. Kennings are a way of knowing and of expressing meanings in striking and memorable ways. They are similar to what we now call metaphors. To refer to the sea, for example, there was the kenning horod, literally whale road, or to refer to the body, there was banhus, literally bone house. Some kennings have many different variations. Numerous alternatives exist for words like battle, warrior, horse, ship, the sea, prince, and so on. Much of the oral literature of the Anglo-Saxons has been lost to us, either because it was never written down or because the manuscripts have not survived to this day. Anglo-Saxon poetry was pagan both in its themes and tone and falls into two genres, the elegy and the epic. Elegies. Elegies are lyrical poems in which the speaker tends to contrast the hard times of the present with evocations of a glorious but largely forgotten past, which he recalls through the old legends of his clan's great warriors and heroes. Here we see how memory for the poet becomes a source of consolation which can help him to live through the bitter times of the present and the prospect of a bleak future. Six pagan elegies are preserved in a volume from the 10th century known as the Exeter Book, one of the four remaining collections of Anglo-Saxon literature. Among the most interesting poems included in the book are The Wanderer and The Seafarer, poems in which a first-person speaker tells of his exile and solitude. Epic poetry tends to have a broader historical reach and concerns the history and future of the tribe. The best-known epic composition is Beowulf, which dates back to the 7th century.